Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Jacob Medical.
Nice.
I may have some gas tonight, by the way,
oh,
Drew.
Thank you. Thank you for warning me.
It'll be something you can look forward to, and, you know, the kids at home as well. How you doing, Drew?
I'm good. How are you?
Good times.
You got a little wind behind you, a little momentum behind you, yes?
No, I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm just faking it.
Okay.
Trying to kickstart myself.
All right. Hoping I have something to,
trying to feign
bring you
some,
along.
Trying to feign some enthusiasm. Yeah, I'm hoping to ride along in your atmosphere tonight, Drew.
Well, let's talk about cars again. We got cut off in the middle of some very important discussion last night.
Well, we'll talk during the commercials cars.
Right.
Rich?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Hey, what's going on, Adam? I love the man show.
Why, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say...
That's nice.
Hey, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's not start with dudes.
All right, good idea.
I mean, have we, it seems like the,
too many dudes up there.
9 out of the last 11 nights we started with a dude, and it's been kind of a bust, hasn't
it? Yeah.
And by the way, everybody calling, and I think I said this last night, but it deserves saying again, who wants to call on the show and yell out a website address or their address or phone number or radio show to listen to or basically use the show to advertise something, it doesn't work because there's a 10-second delay. And Anderson will just drop it.
Yep.
So it never gets out. There you go. Matt?
Oh, it's a...
Wait a minute.
I saw that name. Oh. I thought that was it. Wait, let's try this one. Rebecca.
Hold on, Matt. You're being punished for having a penis. Hold on. Rebecca?
Yeah?
Is that how you spell that?
Yeah, I guess.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I want to know what the signs for being pregnant were.
You missed your period.
Oh, I mean...
Did you miss your period?
Well, no, it hasn't been that long.
How long ago did you have sex?
About a week or two ago.
There wouldn't be any symptoms that quick.
You wouldn't get any morning sickness or anything like that.
Some people claim they do get stuff very quickly, but it really has not been documented that people get stuff that quickly. You might get a little nausea, you might get a little fatigue. But
and listen, if you're a 42-year-old chick who's had 14 kids and is 300 pounds and can tell when you're pregnant because you've had 14, you know, you've basically had a litter... Then I'll buy it. But at 15, I don't think you're going to know unless you miss your period.
Miss period. And then you can always get there. So easy to access pregnancy tests these days. Just go get a pregnancy test if it's been 2 weeks.
Because my boyfriend told me that morning sickness in like a week is normal.
It's a little quick.
Why?
What's up with unprotected sex?
I don't know. I've always done it.
I see. You're 15. How long have you been doing it? 8, 10 years?
No, since I've been 12. And they've always been older guys, so...
What's up, baby?
What do you mean?
Well, you're getting it on at 12 with guys who are how old?
Like, the oldest?
Okay.
25 is the oldest.
Nice.
At age 12?
Well, not... I was 13 then.
Oh, well, wow. If you're 13, that's fine then. I mean, you guys are both mature adults, capable of making your own decisions. Oh, I'd like to just take a rusty sprinkler key and basically pin that guy down to a plank by his scrotum.
Oh, good.
What's that? You pressing charges?
Yeah. I was in the hospital for an overdose, and
okay.
It came out, so I'm doing a polygraph test tomorrow.
Good times. Hey, baby?
Mm-hmm?
Let's not get pregnant, please.
Just get on birth control.
On birth control.
Why ruin
your life, your child's life, and part of society's life? Why put us all through this? Do you really need to ruin it? Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to.
Yes, you are, though. You're having sex, and you're not using any protection.
So if not pregnant this time, next time.
Yeah, if not this week, next week.
Yeah. Or
maybe you'll get lucky, and you won't get pregnant until June.
Yeah.
You'll be 15 and three quarters by then. Do you know what I mean? Please.
How do you figure it's not going to happen? Pregnancy.
I don't know. I've never gotten pregnant.
Yeah, but that's like saying...
You're 15.
Yeah. That's like never
You don't have a high school diploma either. Does that mean you'll never get one? 15.
You're never going to turn 16 because you've never been 16 before?
You've never been in a car accident. You've never twisted your ankle. And there's a lot of stuff you may not have ever done at 15. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
In fact, this is, you may not sprain your ankle, but you are going to get pregnant.
Absolutely. And it's going to, your belly's going to swell more than your ankle. Rebecca, please don't screw things up for the long term.
Well, how can I get birth control?
Planned Parenthood?
Do they get it for free?
They can, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Open the phone book and call them tomorrow, please. Would you?
It's a national number.
No, she doesn't have the phone. She doesn't have a pen.
There are others listening. 1-800-230-PLAN. Okay?
Okay.
All right. She's going to have 17 kids by the time she's 19. Well, actually, the over-under is 15 and a half kids. What do you go for, Drew?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
You're going under.
Yeah.
All right. Leanne?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Wow.
That's what I like.
You're calling from Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
I like that. I like when people do that yes, sir, no, sir from the South.
Southern.
That's good. Good times, Ellie Mae. What's up?
Ellie Mae.
Wow,
you sound like Ellie Mae.
Hey.
Say that again.
Leanne, I'm going to give you a sentence to repeat, all right?
All right.
well, what was the guy who owned the bank in the Beverly Hillbillies?
Mr. Drysdale.
Say, Pa, Mrs. Drysdale's standing by the cement pond.
Mrs. Drysdale standing by the cement pond.
Yeah, that's good.
Go get Jethro.
Go get Jethro.
You want me to say that?
Yeah.
Go get Jethro.
Say one more thing. Granny's making possum stew. Yeah. That's good times, baby.
What's going on, man?
Anyway, okay, I've been going out with this guy for, well, since I was 14. And, I mean, I'm not pregnant or anything, yeah. So you don't have to, like, come up with any jokes about it. But...
How old is he?
He's 20.
All right.
We're getting married in July. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've smoked a lot of weed. Like it used to be a lot... like everyday thing, and now we're both in college, so I mean it's like just a lot of things, but mostly just weed. And I just wanted to know, like, if I wanted to have kids later, what I mean, I don't get high as much as I used to, but I do every once in a while, like maybe once a week.
Well, if you
and I wanted to know if it would like bother, like, I mean, we're not having kids anytime soon.
Hang on, a couple of questions. So your mom or your dad was an alcoholic?
Both.
And this is about alcoholism here. You've chosen the drug of marijuana to express this disease with. And I'm sure you're drinking or doing something else on the drug days when you're not doing pot right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the reason you're not doing so much pot is it doesn't work so well anymore. And that's what happens with pot after many years of heavy use, is it starts making you depressed and irritable, and you start getting forgetful and have trouble initiating tasks. And then you switch over to something else, alcohol, speed.
Yeah.
And that makes all that better.
Now, do you drink out of a cider jug or is it a regular tumbler?
Oh, long neck.
All right, Leanne.
Beautiful.
So, Leanne, here's the deal, is that, the use of pot doesn't affect pregnancy unless you're already pregnant. And the same thing is true of all...
I mean, like, in the long term, it won't, like, bother my body any, right?
Well, yes, it will bother your body a great deal, but it will not bother a pregnancy. And the problem is you have addiction, and that's going to progress... and you're going to have a 50% probability of passing that predisposition on to your children. You're having the disease is going to affect your kids' emotional health. And I suggest if you're going to have a pregnancy that you really look into getting treatment for addiction before you go ahead with this, because you're going to have a difficult time stopping even during a pregnancy.
What month are you getting married?
July.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, they say like it's like July is pronounced like they're describing a rabbi who can't tell the truth. July. Woo-wee. All right, ready to go to Matt here? Mm-hmm. Matt?
Hey, what's up, Drew? What's up, Adam?
You're Matt. 22. What's going on?
I think Matt's our first male, so don't let us down, Matt.
Yeah, I heard, having a penis kind of killed my whole thing about the first call. But my ex now came up, went to the gynecologist, and they found genital warts on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been monogamous with her for the last 4 years.
Both of you had been sexually active prior.
Yes.
So one of you brought this in, brought it to the table here.
Right now, I went to the doctor, I got checked out, and he said there's nothing to show for it right now.
I would still assume that you could be contagious with this.
Okay, and
how'd he check you?
With gloves.
He didn't do the acetic acid dip?
No.
That Adam...
And the black light?
Yeah.
No.
That
Adam suffered through?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just dumped acid all over my penis.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Way to go, Adam.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if, can it stay dormant for 4 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
And mm-hmm. what...
Oh, you mean you're worried that she went out and had cheated?
Yeah. She goes to college.
I don't think you can build that case, really.
Right, and I haven't been able to at all.
Yeah,
so. And another question is, what's the best way to, like, if I get in a relationship down the road?
The new one?
Wear a condom.
Whoa, wait a minute, though. He went to a doctor. The guy checked it out.
He's talking to another doctor, me, who's telling him that he might well be contagious.
Yeah, but you're like the love doctor. You don't really know what you're doing.
Well, that's what I'm.
How about getting the acetic acid test?
Go back to the doctor and ask for that, or what?
It's still not 100%.
But thanks.
It's not.
Hold on a second.
It's reassuring.
I now know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have genital warts, because you will not rest until the entire planet goes down your genital warted path with you.
He's having sex with a woman.
It's like
you
got a guy
warts.
Went to a doctor, had his pecker checked out. He said no. I said, how about this other test? You say he's still going to have it.
Yeah, but here's the story we're describing: is a guy who's having sex with a woman with genital warts. That means he has them. It's that contagious.
But let me float this.
Yeah.
Some people won't get it.
Some people won't.
And if he's had sex with somebody who's had it for theoretically 4 years and has not had any outbreaks, and the doctor's not, you know, has cleared him, then he may not have it in his system to get.
Mm-hmm.
From her, that strain?
I personally wouldn't clear someone just because of the story.
I know, but you saying just put a condom on and don't worry about it for the rest of your life kind of thing is not realistic. I mean, you have to play the odds.
Mm.
It's easy for you. You're covered, and you ain't wearing the condom, and you're not boffing his girlfriend. But that's not, you know, realistic advice. You have to whittle it down to a reasonable doubt. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it is playing the odds that's caused me to say, go ahead and wear the condom. Isn't have to, and he has done, you know, he would be justified in not. I agree with you on that point.
No breakouts, and a doctor gave him the all-clear sign.
But
maybe you should get that acetic acid test.
Yeah. All right.
Well, do that and see what happens. And I don't know what he's doing. He's shopping around. He's looking, you know, he's like, hey, wart queen, I'm moving on. All right, let's talk to Michael.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, you're 16. What's going on?
I am. Adam, let me just say, I think the man show is God's gift to humanity.
Thank you.
There's kind of been this rumor passed down from senior year to senior year that this certain science teacher at my school is a porn star.
Yeah.
And I thought if anyone could, like, you know, identify him, it would be you, because you've probably seen more porn than anyone.
How old a guy is he?
I would say now he's in his 40s or something, and mm-hmm. he kind of, I think he has, like, Tourette syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
He has, like, this twitch in his shoulder, maybe from, like, one too many orgasms or something.
Sure, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. But Adam, don't porn stars go on and on and on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's their convention?
The male one.
Jeremy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's possible he just did this to get through college or something.
Yeah. What, describe the guy for me.
Well, can I, like, say his name on
No.
No, because no. If he's a, what do you think, he's going by, Dick Nibbler?
Well, no, his, supposedly his porn name is Larry Longrod.
No.
No?
No, I don't, Larry Longrod. Listen, that's no porn star name. And no prolific guy. He didn't do too many movies.
Yeah.
Larry Longrod.
No way.
What's my porn name? Oh, The great Spudini.
Oh, yes, Spudini, of course.
Yeah, cape. You know what I mean? A sort of Zorro, sort of like outfit I see for the great Spudini.
Of course.
Mark?
My problem is actually a lie. I just made it up because I've been calling for the past couple nights.
All right. Well, I'm sorry because we have to hang up on you because
too much.
We're getting too many of those.
Yeah.
Too many. I made this call up so I could get on the air and talk to you. And then we usually talk to the people, but it does kind of get us more of those calls.
Yeah.
So as cruel as it is, Mark's going to have to take one for the team. Tasha?
Hello.
The greater good.
Huh?
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm pregnant or not, but if I want an abortion, because, like, you know, I'm, like, Catholic and, like, captain of the dance team at my private Catholic high school.
Slow down.
Yeah, do you need parental consent, especially if, like, my boyfriend's, like, 21?
I think the only time that boyfriend's 21.
Yeah.
What a dynamite individual. I'd love to get to know him better.
I don't know that you need parental consent for the abortion, but I imagine he would be reported for his behavior.
Well, do they don't need to know who dad is.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. And I think the only way your parents get involved is if you ask for payment from their insurance or them.
Okay.
What are you doing bopping around with a 21-year-old?
I don't know why we're in love.
You really?
Yeah.
What's he do? Some form of construction?
Well, no.
He doesn't work.
No, he goes to school right now.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
No.
I tell you, it smells
reeks
like Limburger, that junior college. I can smell it on a guy. Oh, you name me the activity, I'll tell you where he's at on the educational pecking order. And that banging
impregnating
unprotected sex with a 15-year-old, that's junior college right there.
But he's going into the Navy.
Oh, yeah, actually, I do stand corrected. It is somewhere between the service and junior college.
Okay, so this is down the food chain a ways.
Junior college is stupid and unmotivated. The service is sort of criminal behavior, and so that's kind of right. That's kind of right in between. It's a nice mixture of both.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they ship him off somewhere, and he gets. He goes to some Bangkok whorehouse and his pecker falls off in a year. That's from a societal standpoint, that's what we can really hope for.
But Adam, tell us how you really feel about this guy. Don't hold back. Just
don't you think it's all right for guys like this to get, you know, shot by friendly fire on the shooting range or something? I mean, isn't that going to sort of help things along? You think he's going to invent something or discover the cure to something, Drew?
It's not going to be until Tasha's 23 or 22 that she's able to look back on this and feel as you do.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. We're in love.
No.
Well, what happens when he ships out with the Navy?
I don't know. He's not going until April 30th.
I know that seems like a world away for you, but that's a few weeks, really.
I know.
In real time.
I know.
Well, he's going to go away for the Navy, right?
I know. But I don't know. He said he'll come back to visit me.
Yeah, no kidding. A couple years.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just that, like, if I am pregnant, then, like, I can't be, and no one can find out, because I'm going to, like, Harvard. Like, I don't know.
You're into Harvard at 15?
Well, no, I want to. Planning to.
Yeah, I thought I had it narrowed down between Brown and Yale at 15. Ended up at Valley Junior College.
Oh, no way, no.
Yeah, playing softball with a bunch of retards.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like captain of the dance team.
Yeah, hold on a second, Dasha. Okay. Captain of the dance team. You may be getting a little too much mileage out of that captain of the dance team.
No, and I have 4.3.
Are you doing advanced placement classes?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
How many?
I'm taking honors Spanish and AP European history. And
Wait a second. You have a 4.3?
Yeah, something like that.
A pluses.
But I have, like, my AP class is really bad right now.
Does that count for more? How do you get higher than a 4?
But you got to take all AP classes and get really good grades in them. That's how the Ivy League really judges.
They go by.
All right. I'm not going to sit down and go over the PSAT with you, too.
Okay.
Go get that abortion.
Get it?
4.3.
Yeah.
How do they have over 4 for GPA?
Because
California.
Classes, you get an extra point.
Okay. So. go down to Planned Parenthood and talk to the nice people over there.
Okay, like how much is like an abortion?
I don't know offhand.
You don't know.
Yeah, what is it?
And now there's RU46 and other things to make.
Yeah,
it less
see
expensive.
About that.
Okay.
There are abortion pills now you could take, which is different than the morning after pill, which is something you shouldn't leave without.
Uh-huh. But then again, I'm like Catholic. Can I go to like a private Catholic high school? And
hey, do you hate your parents or something?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You seem like you're screwing with them a little bit.
You got a little bit of an eating disorder?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Okay.
Never had any food issues?
No.
Okay. Say hi to the rest of the dance team, huh?
They're good. Okay.
All right.
Well, my mom's like a social worker, clinical social worker.
Well, good. Don't talk to her.
No, I know.
Hey, you guys on that dance team, do you have those fake wooden guns that are cut out of 2x4s?
No, that's color guard. That's not dance team.
Wait, why don't you talk to your mom about what's going on here? I mean, does she know you're dating a 21-year-old?
No.
Why don't you talk to your mom a little bit?
I can't tell my mom that.
Why?
Because my mom and me are... We don't get along so well.
All right. Well, That's what Adam asked you. Yeah, that's what Adam asked at the beginning. But
no.
I would suggest to talk to your parents.
Yeah, but go to Planned Parenthood. And what about that color guard, Drew? Mm. You think it's a great plan to take kids and make representations of like bolt-action M1 rifles and then send them down the middle of the playing field with them, throwing them over their head? Aren't you taught to be careful with a gun? I mean, I thought the whole thing with a gun was you always pointed it down. You never pointed at anybody. You know, people freak out. Like, I don't care if there's a round in there or the clip's out or the safety's on. You always point it toward the ground. You keep it locked up in a safe. You never handle it with children around.
Yep.
You special handling. When you carry it, you put it in the gun case, put it in the back of your car,
yep. In
the trunk, all that stuff. Why are we sending kids with those M1 rifles running down the middle? I mean, I know they're fake. But it does seem like kind of a mixed message. Hey, take this gun, spin it over your head, and then throw it 30 feet in the air and catch it again. It's kind of weird, isn't it? I think it's tradition.
Tradition?
That's pageantry is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Okay. We'll take ourselves a little break. You don't find that ironic, do you, Drew?
That we are so uptight about guns, then we throw them over our heads?
Yeah. Seems like they should get back the batons. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Especially with all the school shootings.
Well, I mean, the whole thing. Please. Wasn't that sort of a Marine thing, or at least a high military pageantry? Now we have women.
Yeah, we have 14-year-old chicks marching up and down at halftime of the high school football game.
The whole
game.
Thing is bizarre. So.
Okay. Let's do away with that. When we come back, we'll speak to Carlos, 19, long-distance relationship, first time in love. She's in Mexico. They want to stay together. We'll get to him after this.
Love Line?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hey, the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's my confidant, my friend, my partner, my lover. Dr. Drew over there, y'all.
Confidant.
Well, it's true. We do talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Phone number 1-800. Actually, I talk. You listen.
Yeah.
Phone number 1-800.
Thank you for noticing.
LOVE-191. Well, I'm a talker, Drew.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's why I got the gig.
Except when you're around people.
Yo, I don't like people.
Yeah. God.
Right. So I'm going to be one of those crazy old guys with 700 cats who talks to them.
Yeah.
All day.
I can see it coming. Did you hate cats, too?
How dare you?
You don't hate cats?
I loved my cat Norman and Kitty very much. They were both darling animals.
You had a cat named Kitty?
Kitty. Yeah. It was Kitty, I think it's, you know, like Kitty Carlisle, not Kitty Cat.
Yeah. You know, I did an Animal Planet show last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with you?
What?
Did you get a publicist?
No.
Something happened. What's going on with you? You're whoring all over the place.
No, they asked
hanging out with Michael Jackson. You're on the Animal Planet. You're with Bill Maher at UCLA. Where aren't you?
Are you done, mister?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did this interview. I realized in the course of the interview that I have a long history of animal with weird name. I mean,
you do.
Yeah, every family pet has had some weird ass name.
What were your what were the names?
We had like the kitty thing is what reminded me. We had boy kitty and girl kitty.
That's what they call them.
Yeah, I had a dog that I named Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Wait a minute. This gets better.
Turn him gay.
We inherited a poodle. So somebody. Ooh. Wait. It was a great poodle. It was really intelligent, well trained. Wait. It wasn't groomed. It was like shaved. It was like it didn't even look like a poodle. But
no.
His name or her name, Poopsie, already named.
Do you
I mean, can you imagine that?
You're like one of the Gabor sisters. Who did you grow up with? Ava or Zsa Zsa? Which one was your mom?
How bizarre is that? Now, we have a cat named Pee-wee and Vern.
Did you have a... I mean, what's that dog ears? What's that thing called?
Nico.
Someone needs to take like a nice, say, 5-iron to that dog. Just send him into the neighbor's yard. Really should. That little worthless mutt.
You know what we named that one after?
What you named that dog after?
Yeah, Susan brought the dog home, and the kids were like hugging it, you know, squeezing it. She goes, "Oh my God, you guys are going to love that dog to death." She goes, "I got the name for the dog, Nicole Brown."
Oh, my God. You have no couth at all.
Just weird-ass animals.
I begged for a dog every day for 5 years, but my family was so like, I guess I shouldn't complain.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
all the care that they had left over, they whatever they were throwing out there for you would have just gotten tossed over the dog.
That's all you need to know about my family. The dog, way too tall in order. It's like, are you kidding? Food every day and clean up the crap once a month out of the backyard? Impossible. Carlos?
Yes.
You're 19.
Yes, hi.
What's up? Oh, yes, you have the long-distance relationship.
Right, I've been with this girl since January the 5th. I asked her to be my girlfriend. We kissed first time, January 3rd.
Oh, my God. Hold on. A guy who remembers dates?
I have it on my calendar and everything. And it's not gay or anything like
that. Oh, yeah.
We know.
It will be.
But, okay, no. I've known her for like a year. I met her through my cousin when I went to Mexico last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had two girlfriends before her.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the dates written down when you kissed those two also?
I mean, I thought I was in love with them. Stuff, yeah. You know, I think I'm in love with this girl.
I think he's in love with being in love. Don't you, Adam?
The
difference between this girl and the other ones is that I haven't cheated on this one, you know, and I'm not going to cheat on her because I love her, you know?
You love her.
It's pure romantic.
That's why I fell in the beginning with the other girls.
Hang a second, Carlos. I'm just imagining, what was the guy's name on The Flying Nun that was the...
Carlos, the bachelor from Puerto Rico.
Yes, yes. What do you think of him?
Yeah, same name.
Huh?
Hey, Carlos?
Yes.
What part of Mexico is she in?
I don't want to say because if my friends are listening, they're going to be like... Mm. This is Carlos, my friend. Making fun of me for like the rest of my life.
Well, why? Because you're in love? That's fine. Is she near the border?
She's in La Paz, Baja California. She's studying there. She's dorming there. Okay, I'll just say it.
Hold on. They have colleges there?
Yeah, she's from Mazatlán, Sinaloa.
Oh, yeah. That's where my family's from.
Yeah, really? No. She went to La Paz because that's where they offer... what she wants to...
I see. What is she, I see.
All right, well, what is your question?
How old is she?
She's 18.
Okay,
my question...
Question.
My question is, do you really think it's going to work? Do you really think a long-distance relationship can work? Because, I mean, I've been hearing from my friends that it's not going to work out, and I've known other relationships that don't work.
Yeah, what's your sort of life plan in terms of marriage? When do you want to get married?
When do I want to get married? After I finish my... After I'm settled with a good job, you know?
Like you're 25, something like that?
Around 25.
Do you want to date her for 6 years? You want to sort of all the way through college and all the way through...
Well, he's not going to college.
Right now, I do. I like her a lot. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. True, don't sour the boy on the young lady.
I'm just asking if that's what he wants to do. Does he want to sacrifice his college time? And
sacrifice nothing.
Sacrifice? No.
Carlos, you're not going to college, right?
Yes, I am.
Junior college, though, right?
No, university. I'm going to school right now.
Cal State.
Where?
Cal State.
Northridge?
I'm not going to say where I'm going.
What kind of school? He's in California.
It's a private school. It's in California.
Private school.
For welding. Okay, Carlos.
Yes.
Is she going to come to the United States? Can she come to the United States?
I don't know. I would like that, but I'm not going to, like, force her to come or anything.
Are you going to Mexico? I mean, how are you going to see her?
How are you going to maintain this?
I saw her once already. I went.
Oh, all right. Well, if you saw her.
One time, sure. That's that can sustain a life.
I'm going to go in April 7th on her vacations, too.
Okay. Why don't you go once a week? All right, listen. Now, Carlos, why don't you at least agree that you're going to try to maintain a relationship, but you'll see other people?
No, it sounds
very unrealistic.
No.
What?
No, he's going there April 7th or something, right?
Right.
You're going in April.
Right.
So, communicate with her on the phone or through email or through letters or whatever way you want to communicate for the next month and a half or month or however, when the hell we are, a month and a half away.
Yeah.
And then go see her in April and see how it goes. He'll probably knock her up and they'll, you know, stay in Mexico. Yeah, but the point is look, you're 4 or 5 weeks away. Just, you know, don't date anybody for the next 4 or 5 weeks. Talk to her, go over there and see how it feels.
But this thing is so much built on fantasy. They've met like
he's not doing anything anyway.
Mm.
Veronica?
Hi.
You get so uptight. Just let him go see her in April. You're 19.
I didn't
What's
tell
going
him not
on?
To. I just said just loosen up a little bit and don't be so fixated in this thing. What's up, Veronica?
I think my stomach just like, oh, wow. I'm so nervous. This is really embarrassing for me, actually. 19, and I have not experienced an orgasm yet.
Many
I've had.
That's common. Common at 19.
Is that common?
Yep.
Okay, good, because I was really starting getting kind of scared. I had a boyfriend for about a year.
Jeez, yeah, that's I find that disturbing, that women, you know, having normal sexual functioning, because the information out there is so pathetic, they have to feel like there's something faulty about them, something wrong if they're not just functioning just like a 19-year-old male, basically.
Well, I have not seen any, publications about, you know, orgasms, whatever. It's just me, like, I just didn't experience it, so I was just wondering if there's something wrong, or
no.
I was like thinking the most weird things in my mind, like are all the nerves and that area okay? Or
yeah. Are you hooked up properly?
More like you have evil elves inside your vagina that are blocking the orgasm from coming down the pipe.
Adam, be serious. I believe they're trolls.
Trolls,
not elves.
Gnomes.
Yeah.
Veronica, are you sexually active?
Not anymore. I had a boyfriend for about a year.
Why bother?
Have you tried masturbating?
Yeah, and the orgasms I get from that last 2 to 3 seconds. So embarrassing to say out loud. Oh, my God.
So you do get orgasms?
Yeah, but they're not, I don't know what would be classified as an orgasm. Like most of my friends who have them say they last 30 minutes to an hour or...
What?
Or 20 to 15 minutes or whatever.
What?
Or...
They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Obviously not, but...
unless they're multiple orgasms.
Hold on. No,
2 to 3 seconds is nothing. Come on. The feeling that I get, that 2 to 3 seconds, is amazing. I want that feeling to last longer.
Hold on a second.
How's a different misconception going on here?
What planet is Veronica and her friends from? The hell is going on?
It's where they have a planet where they have orgasmatrons.
What? How do you get this way? She says she doesn't have orgasm. She's never had an orgasm. She's desperate to experience an orgasm. Then she goes on to say, well, she has had orgasms, but they only go on a couple of seconds, whereas her friends are having orgasms that go on a half hour. And then she sort of adjusted that down to 15 or 20 minutes, which is still a lifetime in terms of any kind of function. And now... says she's not having or is having. What are her friends about?
I think she meant she wasn't having orgasms during sex, which would be normal.
I meant that I'm having the 2 to 3 second orgasms when I'm masturbating. I have not.
Right, I understand that. I understand that. Okay. But understand that's an orgasm.
Okay.
And that's how long orgasms last.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And that some women are multi-orgasmic and can go on for a little while, but that's a very small percentage.
That's so disappointing to hear.
You think an orgasm goes on for 20 minutes?
Well, I've heard this everywhere. I mean, I have not heard any other place that.
Yeah, but Veronica.
3 seconds.
Veronica.
Okay.
You hang around with some pretty dim folks. I mean, your friends are idiots, right?
Oh, thank you.
Seriously. I mean, they're all kind of numbskulls.
Are you in school now?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
Santa Monica.
Junior college.
Junior college.
Well, actually, I applied to USC, but I applied too late. They would have.
Yeah, we're not worried about you. We're assessing your friends.
No, I am.
Yeah. Well, okay, then I don't have any friends at Santa Monica because all my friends are not in LA. I'm not from LA, so.
Junior college is junior college.
No, all my
don't ignore that.
That's not right. You guys do that though.
Where are you from?
Yeah, it is.
All my friends do not go to Santa Monica. I don't have any. I
know.
Where are they from?
Where are they from?
I have friends who go to Columbia, Brown, UW, Cal.
No. That talk about
no,
this.
Don't.
I mean,
no,
so
you don't.
Even if they did go to junior college, that's not fair.
Yes. I, how come I always know junior college?
Okay, well, that was kind of funny what you said earlier about the guy in the Navy.
All right, funny for them, but not funny for you.
Okay.
There's no half-hour orgasm. Maybe they're multi-orgasmic. Maybe they're having a couple orgasms in a session. Maybe they have just a very heightened sort of arousal state that's going on where they're feeling very sensitive and sensational.
It makes me wonder if the ones that are saying that even have orgasm.
That is a very valid point, because if you knew what an orgasm was, clearly you'd know it didn't go on for longer than 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Tops. Therefore, they can't be having them.
Right.
So maybe they're the ones who aren't having the orgasms.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, you'll find a nice guy. He'll perform oral sex on you, and you'll have your 3-second orgasm with him. Okay? Mm. Okay, baby.
Okay.
Hey, that's life.
Yeah.
What? We just burst at Veronica's big O bubble.
Yeah.
Did you really think that you were going to experience the sensation of an orgasm for 15 or 20 minutes? Do you realize that your head would pop off and blood would just go shooting out? I mean, do you realize what an or... It'd be like getting an electric shock for 15 minutes.
Right.
The sensation of an orgasm for 30 seconds solid would be a lifetime.
Right.
I mean, you would be convulsing. They'd have to put paddles on you to restart you. People don't realize what even... 15 or 30 seconds is, much less 15 minutes.
I know.
I'll tell you, everybody, you really want to appreciate time? Get in a boxing ring and go 3 minutes, one round, with a guy who's really badass. You'll know how long 3 minutes is, and you'll be able to do the math from there.
Well, I just wonder what else.
Wouldn't foam just be coming out of your mouth? Eyes rolled behind your head.
Yeah. What do you think else in life, though, Veronica? Which is a wonderful thing that Veronica finds insufficient. I mean, a wonderful dinner. You have to sit down and eat again. Where does it stop?
No, I could see her. I could see her at the Baskin Robbins at the ice cream store.
Is that it?
You got fudge and double fudge. Is there triple fudge? No, I'm sorry. Oh, Christ, I'm going to kill myself. I need a Xanax. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. We'll get back with Jessica and her Prozac after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call them at 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, oh, yeah. That's right, baby. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's my part over there. My homie. My cuz.
Your confidant. That was the one I liked.
My confidant.
So I somehow, that somehow made me feel like Agent 99 or something.
My muse over there, Dr. Drewski. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Newfound Glory coming in here a little bit later this week. Jamie Presley, the good-looking blonde from...
The Trailer Park.
No. What's that show called? Mike and Ike?
But she did that. She played that Trailer Park chick in the...
Yeah, you've seen her in all
Jerry Springer
pin-up
movie.
Magazines and all that kind of stuff. Jack and Jill. Yep. She'll be in here. Bill Maher. He's going to be in here. Little reunion from Temptation Island. Mighty Mighty Boston's, which is something I'm very excited about because, as you know,
I love
the band.
Haven't seen him in a while.
I spoke to Dickie a couple months ago, I think. It's the last time I talked to him. And Jake Busey as well.
And who's coming from Temptation Island?
Why don't you...
good radio.
Shannon and Andy.
Shannon and Andy. Which one are they? Is that the husband and wife?
Okay, Drew,
I mean, the couple?
Yeah, the couple. Stop it, yeah, Drew. Drew, why don't you wait till at least Ann's facing this way near the microphone before you ask her a question?
Reality radio, dude.
It certainly is. Okay, would you get your answer there?
Yeah, actually, they were on Mars Venus with us.
All right.
Shannon and Andy, they're very nice.
You know them?
Yep.
Okay, good times. Jessica?
Yeah, hi.
You're 16. What's up?
I think those are two.
Okay.
No,
well,
they weren't.
I have a problem.
All right.
Just started taking a pill like 3 days ago.
Birth control pill.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've been like throwing up and really nauseous.
Did you talk to your doctor?
Well, no. Well, they said that it's a side effect.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have intolerable vomiting. That's you're not on the right pill then. Which one are you on?
Ortho tricyclin.
Yeah, you might have to be on a lower dose estrogen pill. That's a good pill, but it may not be the right one for you.
He said that that's like the best out there, but
it's a great pill, but it may not be the right one for you. You're having the symptoms of excess estrogen, and this may not go away. Yes, it might, but it might not, in which case you can't go through life vomiting every day. That's not one of the side effects you should have to tolerate with this pill.
Leslie?
Yeah.
What's up there, sister? You're 26.
I am 26.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having orgasms that last an hour or more, man. I don't know about you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're having multiple.
I don't have them every day. But they do happen. For people who practice Tantra, learn about controlling the muscles.
Oh, you Wiccan hippie freaks.
Controlling the muscles of the vagina or the penis, it's very possible to have orgasms that last an hour or more.
Well, listen, it's possible to believe you're Napoleon, too. It doesn't mean you're Napoleon, does it?
No, and dressing up in a funny hat won't get you there. But learning something about sexuality and about the practice of good sex will radically enhance your sex life. It'll radically enhance your ability to have orgasms, the frequency of orgasm, the duration of orgasm. It's very possible to improve on the 3 to 5 second bang.
All right, but let me ask you this.
Sure.
Why don't I trust any of you people? Why do I think there's something wrong with all of you?
I don't know. Why do you think there's something wrong with us? I'd imagine it's because you're not having great sex.
Turn your... how dare you, by the way? How dare you call me in my studio and attack my sexuality?
I'm not attacking your sexuality.
Turn your radio down.
Hypothesis.
Hey, goofball, turn that radio down.
The radio's turned down. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Now, you do that tantric sex, or you work on the tantric exercises and everything?
I work on tantric exercises.
And here's a topic for one of the Sunday shows, right?
And how does that work?
Well, there are a variety of exercises that can be done in several different traditions. Tantra is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you do these exercises?
Daily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long do you spend on your, let's say, the left side of your vagina?
Actually, there are a series of contractions and releases that I do. I do them daily for about 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I also do daily meditations to work with my awareness of energy, my awareness of physical sensation, my awareness of emotional sensation, to be able to expand my capacity for enjoyment and pleasure in sexuality.
I
work on this every day.
And you were molested for 14 years growing
up? I
was
never molested.
What's up with you?
What's up with me is I enjoy good sex. I'm interested in sexuality. I'm interested in learning about and practicing good sex.
I understand that, but I don't know. Isn't there something just kind of fun and innocent about having a good romp?
There is anyway. Fun, I mean, about having a good romp, and sometimes a good romp is what you're in the mood for, and that's great. And I'm all for it.
And when you have these hour long,
why do you think Leslie's just nuts? But why is that? But hold on a second, Drew. You know. Are we jealous and defensive? Do you know what I mean? Why does it smack of nuts to us when somebody wants to work on their sexuality this way? Why is it so wrong to me?
Because it's like trying to work on Chateaubriand. It's like, this is inadequate. We must make it so much better. The Chateaubriand you've been eating, you have no idea. We can make it so much better, and because you're not paying enough attention to it. It's like, hey, it's fabulous.
And
how much more fabulous do I need it to be?
I always find it insulting / condescending when people tell you what you're missing out on and what your life could be and what their life is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know why I find it very bothersome.
For my intention to do that.
But Leslie, when you have the 1 hour orgasms, anything else going on in your life at that time?
Well, generally, if I have an orgasm of that level of intensity, it's with someone who I really care about.
Okay.
Who I have a strong.
And is it multiple?
With.
You're having multiple orgasms?
Oh, yes.
You're having multiple orgasms?
Oh, yes.
You're multiply orgasmic. I mean, not every woman is multiply orgasmic.
Not every woman is multi-orgasmic.
So that's different than having...
Women have the capacity for multiple
that's
orgasms.
That's different than having a single orgasm that lasts an hour.
Yes.
Very, very different. Very, very different.
I have had single orgasms that have lasted 45 minutes to an hour.
Wait. Are you multi-orgasmic?
I am also multi-orgasmic, yes.
All right. Well, listen, Drew, you can... With a woman...
Sometimes, yes, it's difficult to distinguish between the peaks and the falls, but... let me tell you, when you have an orgasm that lasts for 45 minutes, you know it.
Yeah. Right. What does a guy do at that point? He just leave $20 on you and pull his pants up and hit the El
certainly
Camino?
Certainly not. And
what's a guy doing when
you have extended orgasms as well?
No.
Generally not.
No.
To quite the same length that women have.
No.
Okay, yeah. Is fluid coming out of the penis for 15 minutes?
No, generally.
All right.
No.
Then forget
Done.
It. Then forget it.
Done.
We're not interested in anything else.
That ain't an orgasm. That's the sensation you've talked yourself into after you're done having the orgasm that makes you believe that it's continuing.
No, it's a method of muscle contraction, actually. It's a method of deliberately holding the...
All right. Really, there's nothing... That sex isn't good as it is.
Sex is great as it is, but there's no reason not to increase your intimacy, to increase your physical pleasure, your emotional pleasure, by understanding the way your body works.
All right, baby. I'm just too tired for all. I just want a sleeping pill and like a tall boy, and I'm just going to jack off and call it
But
a
you,
night,
you
right?
smoke cigarettes.
Well, some evenings that's
Leslie,
what you, want,
you, smoke, you smoke cigarettes, right?
I do sometimes smoke.
Yeah, you smoke cigarettes. I mean, what the F? You know, it's like that is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, oh, I'm tuned into my body and I'm taking such good care of it. And I'm addicted to tobacco.
Oh, give that's, me an F that's always nonsense. That's why I hate these people. I really do hate them. Oh, one last question, I know. Hey, Leslie? Leslie?
Are you there?
You into that feng shui at all?
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I'm...
Oh, yes. You're into it just like you smoke 2 cigarettes a month, right?
No, actually not really. I know a little bit about the generality.
Right. But you don't face the bed toward the power chakra or anything like that?
Not really.
All right, good times, baby. You haven't completely lost it. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Yeah. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop back on the phones. Speak to young Tori, who's 15. Tori?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
It's my girlfriend. She's like all screwed up and stuff.
Uh-huh. How old is she?
15.
Is she getting treatment? Help?
Actually, no. I just confronted her mom this weekend.
Good.
What's your girlfriend doing?
Well, right, like, I lived down there, and I had problems with my family, so I moved with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and I went to visit, and her little brother said that she got a bunch of his little friends, and they went to the park, and they're like, she was making them kiss each other and kissing them.
Oh, nice, nice.
Thing with kissing girls, too.
All right, what did you tell the mom?
I just told her everything I knew, and she, like... This week I want to go back down there. We're going to talk to her or something. But
where's back down there?
Oh, because I used to live in San Dimas, but now I live in Irvine.
All right, Tori, I don't know what more you can do other than actually taking yourself to some sort of help. But you told the mom. The mom's responsible for this. Her behavior is sort of bordering on the criminal in terms of her abusing these kids.
Yeah, that's what her mom said.
And
molestation.
And maybe you want to notify police, too, if it goes on, because you've got to get her, really save her from herself, quite literally.
Yeah.
And if mom doesn't do something, I would suggest you do something even firmer with this.
Yeah. And listen... as much as you may love her and want to help her, if she's out of control, you don't go down with her.
Right.
Just step back, let her get some help, and you move on. Please feel free to do that at 15.
Mm,
everyone should have that option. Andy?
Yes.
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
My girlfriend has a problem in her pubic area. She gets, the hair is really kind of dense, but the hairs are thin and they kind of knot up. And she's really afraid about, I guess she's not into pain, so she doesn't like use wax or anything. But she also has like a mental problem with touching herself.
Mm.
And
she should wear it like a French braid or something so it doesn't get tangled up.
You mean grooming herself?
Yeah, she really has she doesn't like to touch herself. I made her show it to me once, and she was so embarrassed because this was, you know, when we were first together, and it took like a few months for her to even get rid of. It was like a dreadlock.
Oh my God!
But let me get this straight: is it the hair? Is it the length of the hair, or is it sort of the width of the hair? I mean, is it growing down her leg, or is it just growing out in length?
It's matted,
he said. It comes from, you know, the pubic area, but it would grow long.
It's like dreadlocks. It's
Yeah, but what I mean is with the grooming, it's like let's say it was your head we were talking about.
Yeah.
It'd be you need a haircut, but we don't need to shave up the back of your neck and trim your sideburns.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's right like over the vagina, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, listen.
I think he knows what you're saying.
Sir Genius.
The hair that's there is just long, and it's matted, but I...
But it's not that she needs the bikini wax, per se. It's that she needs the hair shortened.
Yeah, I guess what's a safe way to do it, and then I need to convince her how to do it.
Well, Andy's one of these guys, by the way, he'll never give you any satisfaction. Right. He'll never for a second let you think you know what he's talking about or he knows what you're talking about. How do those people work?
Does she shower?
Oh, yeah, we shower together.
And does she use soap on her genitalia?
She's got some special thing she uses, yeah.
So the whole deal is, do you guys have sex?
Yeah.
But you just want her to cut the length of the hair.
Yeah, but she has a real problem.
Yes?
Yes, she did it once, but she won't do it again.
Okay. And you don't want her to wax the sides?
She wouldn't do it anyway.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to get a visual for the overall area there.
And your question was how to do it safely, and yet you know that she's done it before without hurting herself? Without hurting herself?
She wants to know, is there a liquid way or something that she could put it down there without... The liquid stuff says don't put it down there.
Yeah, don't put it down there. No. Why won't she touch herself? What's up with her?
Well, she had some... I think she was raped by a couple of ex-boyfriends, and she despises that part of her body.
Well, hold on. This is interesting.
Oh, boy.
Andy sounds like he's a handful himself.
Mm-hmm.
Let me paint a picture here.
Yeah.
Sexually abused.
Multiply. Yeah.
Multiply growing up.
Yeah.
Then raped.
Later on in life. No doubt.
Now looks at that area as kind of a bad area and doesn't want to make it enticing or presentable to males.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
can't even touch it. It's so horrible.
Let it look like a vacant lot that's overgrown, so no one wants to buy it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Why mow the lawn when you don't want anyone to buy the house?
Yeah.
No curb appeal to that vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious what's going on with Andy, though. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
How are you doing in your life?
Got a full time job. We've been together for a year and a half.
All right. You guys don't have any kids, do you?
No.
Ooh, okay. Good times. Okay, well, she's got some issues.
Yeah.
And I think it's time in her life. How old is she?
She's 22.
I think it's time that maybe she start addressing those issues.
Well, I tried to get her to go to counseling, but it was really hard. We went 3 times and she didn't go again.
She kind of needs to go on her own.
Yeah.
This isn't really about you and her. This is about her and what's going on with her before you. You know what I mean?
What does that mean? What does she have to do with herself?
Well, she's a survivor of abuse, and she needs to do some survivor work.
And that is?
That is individual therapy for a long time.
Okay.
And once she gets some counseling and feels a little safer and works on some issues, then these sort of issues are going to clear up, too.
Yeah.
But until then, it's hard just to sort of focus on this part of her and this part of her life without addressing the stuff that's fueling this.
Right.
This isn't just about hair or her vagina.
No.
And everybody, listen, please. I know you're stoned and you're trying to fall asleep, but listen. This is life, baby. This is it. This is the number one thing. Everybody has their own issues, their own cries, their own laments. And everyone gets really focused on those things. Like, this guy's focused on the hair that's between his girlfriend's legs. Meanwhile, she was brutalized. I'm sure she was abused. We for sure know she was raped, and something set that up, too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. You're just going to focus on the hair. Why won't she cut it? I don't understand why. She's so freaked out. She doesn't want to touch herself. You'll go round and round and round, and eventually you'll be dead. 70 years from now, but you'll be dead and you've got nowhere and you've got to know truths.
Yeah.
Focus on what's feeding all of this stuff, and all this stuff will go away.
And then when it comes to yourself, just accept that it's all about you. When things happen in your life, right? Accept responsibility for everything.
That's right. Unless a safe lands on your head, which I don't believe happens too much anymore. People don't seem to be hoisting safes, anvils, and pianos up to the 9th floor of any Manhattan apartments anymore.
Right. It's more than 7 seconds.
Hey, Ken. Kent, yeah. Turn the radio down.
Don't worry about the delay.
What's up?
Oh, is your radio down?
It's off.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I listen to you guys often, and I hear people call in about crabs, and I just had a story I was going to fill you in on, kind of funny.
Okay.
I had gotten crabs and from some woman, and I called a buddy, and he told me just to go down to the, the drugstore and tell him what I had, and they'd give me something. Every time I'd get in line, you know, there'd be, 10 women behind me, and I was just kind of intimidated or scared, whatever. So I went home, and I was kind of, you know, when you have some live little creature on your body, it's kind of scary. And
yeah,
I'm sitting there on the toilet and thinking about these crabs, and sitting there with a pair of tweezers, and I look over, and in my shower is my flea and tick shampoo for my dog.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting there thinking.
Resourceful.
Well, it didn't hurt the dog or anything, so I lathered up and took care of it.
And it worked, right?
Worked perfect. No rash, no next day, everything gone.
Kent, God bless you. I mean, you are a genius. I love this kind of stuff. That is so true. I mean, what is that flea and tick stuff? $4 for a 16-ounce container of it?
Yeah.
And what is the crab stuff once you get the goddamn prescription? Because as we've talked about, if, you know, they take away the prescription to the crab medicine, people will be chugging that stuff like Gatorade. Kids will get hold of it and be hoofing it and getting high from it. I think of all the potential dangers there could be from people getting hold of crab medicine. Imagine what I would do if I got hold of some crab medicine.
Yeah.
I'd go on some kind of crab killing spree. Stop me before I kill another pubic lice. Is it lice? What's the plural of lice? Lice is the louse? Yes.
Pubic louse.
Or the singular. Anyway, this is good. And I know you're a doctor and you're not going to condone this, but if you think about it, do the math. You rub the shampoo on your dog, it kills ticks and fleas. Ticks and fleas aren't that easy to kill.
Yeah.
And a shampoo that's going to kill a tick or a flea will probably kill a crab, too. On the other hand, if you can wipe it all over your dog, it ain't going to burn a hole in your skin.
Let's just remind you, I'd like to remind you, Adam, of how this logic has led you down the path to
putting Bondo on my face?
Yes. That's that logic.
Yeah, Bondo is a two-part sort of concoction that they use to fill in dents in car fenders. And I once was working with some Bondo when I was working on a car, and I noticed that there's a resin and there's a catalyst. And the catalyst is a little orange rust-colored goo that you mix, drop in with the resin, and it hardens the stuff up. And I noticed the catalyst was 90% benzoyl peroxide, which is a drying agent. And I noticed that Clearasil was 5 or 10% benzoyl peroxide. So I put some of that Bondo catalyst on a zit.
And? Burn a hole in your face?
No. Didn't really do anything. But I figure I got 90% benzoyl peroxide, brother. I ain't spending $6 for an ounce and a half of 10%. I got 90% here.
Nice.
Down at the Pep Boys. All right. I like this idea of putting dog shampoo on your crab-laden nuts. Rachel?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm dating my dad's friend. What's his best friend?
How old is your dad?
Did you say friends or friend?
Friend.
Okay.
How old is your dad?
My dad's 40.
How old is his friend?
33.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of friend would do that, you think?
I don't know.
Ooh. What's up with her voice? You got that little girl voice, Rachel.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we worry about that.
No, I'm 19. I go to USC.
That doesn't satisfy us.
Well, what's that mean?
I was born in 1980. I'm about to be 20.
Yeah, but you sound 9.
Huh?
You sound younger.
No, I know. I get that a lot.
I understand, but that to us means something happened around the age of 9.
Anything ever happened to you?
No.
No?
Their parents didn't divorce then?
No. They're still together.
All right. No rape, incest, abuse?
No.
All right, baby.
Wait a minute. Your dad's 40.
Okay. So you like his friend and you're dating him, having sex with him?
Yeah.
And what are you worried about? Your dad finding out?
Yeah, but, like, his friend wants to take it further.
What do you mean, take it further?
Like, he's, like, he keeps asking, would you ever consider marrying me and all this.
What is this guy like? What's he do?
He's a doctor.
Nope. Strike one.
Yeah.
What kind of doctor?
He's an orthopedic surgeon.
Aha!
What do you mean, aha?
You're a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Poindexter type. He's got himself some young ass. He's
how did you
nuts.
How did you get hooked up with somebody so much older than you?
Well, like, my dad's
have, friend.
Well, my dad would have, like, work parties, and he would come over and stuff, and we just started talking. And
okay.
And your dad doesn't know that you're dating him?
No, because I just say that I'm going to spend the night at my friend's house.
Do you think your dad would freak if he found out?
Yeah.
Do you think your dad, does he like this guy? Does he respect him?
Well, they're really good friends.
What about your mom?
Well, my mom just listens to my dad.
You can't talk to your mom?
No.
Is there something culturally going on here? Because it seems like there's something I'm missing.
Well.
You understand what I'm asking? Do you share a heritage or something?
What do you mean, like, a heritage? Like, well, my mom's from Honduras.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, she's always been taught to do what the man says or whatever.
Where's your dad from?
I gotta move to that Honduras.
Yeah, no doubt. Where's your dad from?
My dad's from Ireland.
Yeah.
So you do a little drinking?
Does he drink? Well,
yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And does this guy drink, too?
No.
Okay. And would you say, what's your dad do? Is he a doctor, too?
Yeah, he's an orthopedic surgeon as well.
Yeah, a lot of doctors always swing together. Yeah, I know.
You don't have any time for anybody else.
Yeah, I know the guy wasn't a steam fitter or something, pipe fitter. So, would you say your dad's an alcoholic?
No, he's not an alcoholic. He drinks, like, with his friends. Like,
okay.
He doesn't drink during the week because I have little brothers and sisters.
All right.
And he just drinks on the weekends with his
friends. Rachel, here's my thought about this.
Okay.
And Drew, you back me up here, but only if you agree, or even if you don't.
All right.
We get the feeling that there's something going on with Rachel.
Yeah.
Not wholesale abuse, but there's a little something. Subservient mom.
Yeah.
Dad does a little
dad's
boozing.
Alcoholic.
All right. Dad's probably workaholic.
Yeah.
Kind of guy.
Yeah.
Friends sounds like an okay guy, but I'm not too sold on the guy.
Mid-30s with a 19-year-old,
the fact
best
that
friend.
The fact that he's trying to push things along, that's too fast for the... As a 19-year-old girl, you're supposed to be the one that's fallen in love with him.
And pushing things along.
He's supposed to be the one that's going, hey, baby, slow down. There's a big age difference. So I'm a little worried about the dude.
He's a great guy.
Hey, relax.
All right. On the other... And Rachel sounds a little confused, but on the other hand... There's not any, you know, she's an adult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's in college.
He's managed to get through residency.
He's doing okay. Yeah. He's having a good life, and so I'm not going to put the kibosh on it.
Why don't you just
take it slow? Don't reveal anything to Dad yet. How long has this been going on?
Well, since I've been 18.
Ooh, been going on for a little while.
Almost two years.
Is this guy seeing other people?
No.
What's this guy's story? Is he divorced or was he like a nerd in college?
He's never been married because, like, I guess he never had time to date while he was in college.
Nerd.
No, he's not a nerd.
No, he was a nerd.
You don't see him as that now. That's what
he
was.
Now you see a guy driving the convertible Porsche and wearing the gold rope chain bracelet. Believe me, this guy's a nerd. You can't get through medical school without being a full-blown geek.
Here.
You should see pictures of Drew.
Oh,
so now he's getting that piece of college tail he never had. He wasn't getting any ass when he was in college.
Yeah.
Now he's going back to right the wrongs. Believe me, a fair amount of doctors, but almost every agent, manager, publicist who's not gay. Oh, wait a minute. That's all of them. Every Hollywood type does this. Almost every successful guy does this.
Yeah.
Which is, in order to be successful, you need to be disciplined. And it's hard to be disciplined and focused when you're throwing touchdown passes and getting BJs on Saturday night at Kager's.
Yeah.
No, these guys had time. I'll give you a good example. Show me a guy who's really good at magic, I'll show you a guy who didn't get laid in high school. Why? Takes a lot of Saturday nights at home. Just working on those cards and that sleight of hand. So much discipline. Every one of my friends, the Rays and the Chris's of the world, the guys who are great at sports, the guys who got laid, the guys who had chicks, These guys don't know anything.
Right. About anything.
About it.
Yeah. No, careful techniques.
No, it's not that they're dumb guys, but they don't got 15 minutes worth of education under their belt. And they've never said, they don't know another language. They don't play an instrument. They don't know nothing. They know nothing. You know why?
I'm sure they appreciate you bringing that up, by the way.
No, my buddy Chris, he's banging. When that guy was 15, 16, he was banging away some chick in his apartment building. He was 15, 16. And her mom.
Redemption.
And her mom's sister.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
So no, let me tell you something.
You do good on this show. Your life was priming for this.
When you're 15 or 16 years old and you're nailing three chicks in your, you know, apartment building, and two of them are in their 30s, and one is, you know, your age, you ain't home studying the violin or learning or listening to Berlitz tapes to speak fluent Mandarin. It ain't happening. No. You get nothing. You get life.
But back to Rachel, though. There is something not healthy about this situation. But on the love line scale, it may not be a big deal. But it will show itself with time. There is something here. Something.
Keep your eyes open.
Yes.
Take it slow. Don't say anything to Dad just yet.
Something unhealthy. I mean, like, really unhealthy.
Getting something in her voice. Yeah. All right. We'll be back after this.
Love line. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That be Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Lots of big time guests coming on this show starting tomorrow. We have the cast from the first years, that new NBC show where they're all lawyers. The only problem with the TV with the lawyers and the doctors, present company excluded, they're all horribly unattractive people.
In real life.
Yes. Yeah. Go sit down with some attorneys. Want to see some mutts? I'll show you. You want to see what guys look like who really hit the books? It ain't going to be a bunch of hot, fresh-faced 25-year-olds. I'll tell you that right now. No. Balding guys with huge, huge noses. Huge, huge beak-like noses. Right. No hair. Short and portly. That's a good attorney. Portly.
What happened to that word?
Portly. I miss portly. For all you youngins that know what portly means, that means fat. But I miss that. It's a good word. Jenny?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am. I have a pretty straightforward question for Dr. Drew, actually. I was just wondering if there's any possible dangerous or maybe even lethal effects between Accutane and ecstasy.
Not that I'm aware of, other than the confounding influence on mood.
On mood.
That, you know, as you know, Accutane has been a big deal about it causing depression and suicide, and certainly ecstasy can cause those problems.
Right, I've heard
so
that.
So that's the big issue.
Because actually last night I heard some guy called in and said he couldn't sleep for a while, and he was on acne medication. So I
Was that him? No, he was on a tetracycline or something.
Okay.
And then but there was one also along those lines about the Accutane and ecstasy, and I don't know of any reaction.
All right. Let's talk to Josh.
In fact, let's think about it this way. A lot of kids on Accutane, a lot of kids doing ecstasy. Do you think we've heard of something by now?
Josh?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah. I'm going out with this girl. Mm-hmm. And she knows I really like knives, and now she wants me to get rid of them because she saw me, you know, beat up this guy for picking on my younger brother Sheldon, and, you know, she's worried that I'm going to fly off the handle.
We're worried, too.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, when your name's Sheldon, you got to figure you're going to get picked on.
A little bit.
Now, was the guy who picked on him your age or his age?
He was my age.
Oh, okay. And how old's your younger brother?
He's 11.
I see.
Oof.
So this guy's picking on him, so you went and picked on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the code of the street. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, it's the same age as him, or older.
And what is, tell me about your knife collection.
Oh, I got like a lot of knives. You know, I got like over 40. I got, you know, butterflies and switchblades.
Well, why? What do you find so fascinating about knives? If you don't intend to use them, why do you have them?
I collect them, and, you know, me and my dad, he used to collect them too until, you know, he
died. Cut his hand
up. So he got in a knife fight and got killed?
No, he was in a car accident.
After a stabbed.
He was being rushed to the hospital after a stabbing wound. Don't make fun of Josh's poor dad who died in a car crash. How dare you?
Listen, I'm making...
I don't trust guys who collect knives either, but they can be very beautiful. And I've seen those guys. Josh, you see those guys on late night TV?
Yeah.
Those two fat guys with the mustaches. And they're like, we got buck knives, we got Bowie knives, we got craft knives, we got utility knives, we got a leather man. And they pound them all into the stump. And they're like, $99 gets you 99 knives. Look at that. Look at that. That's chromoly, 205 steel, stainless steel. Bob! Hand me that wild turkey. I'll cut his head right off. There, look at that. Cuts hair. Look what it does. Shreds paper and goes through pineapple faster in Hawaii. There you go. And then, like, they just go nuts with the knives. Yeah. And this one, the Commando Special.
But there's a
the
stage.
One Rocky used in Rambo 5. This has wire, a slit a man's throat in the bottom. There's a compass built into it, a snake bite kit, and a rototill.
Isn't there a stage about age 8, 9 as a guy that you're just intrigued by knives?
I was crazy into knives.
Yeah,
yes.
It was about 9.
I grew that.
Most people do outgrow it, Josh. Right. And if you have anger and impulse issues, why don't you at least put several barriers between you and the knives? So if you do sort of spring a, you know, lose a screw one night, it's hard for you to get your hands on these knives. You can't just impulsively grab them and
bury them in the backyard and give the map to the neighbors.
Put them in a case with some lock.
I got them in a padlock in my mom's room.
Yeah, and then the room that they're in, and right. You know,
Josh, did you just give this guy a good ass whooping, or did you freak out and like start banging his head against the curb?
I just, you know, went off on him. I saw him hit my brother, and that was it. And I just went off. You know, he had a bloody nose and was walking off, and he just kind of ran off with a bloody nose.
All right.
I don't know what all happened.
Okay.
It didn't go off the way you do, Adam.
Bring it on!
The guy with the baseball bats?
Oh, yeah.
This is a story you haven't told in a while.
What was that story?
Somebody...
Guy hit me with the bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in a fight with a bunch of guys out in the street once, and I tell you, I got a bottle broken on me, and had another guy hit me, take a full swing with a baseball bat.
Into the bad knee or something, right?
Well, it was really a situation, Drew, where I'm really not that tough a dude, but it just turned out that way.
You seem tough.
I seem tough by what happened. I was leaving a party when I was in my youth, maybe about 19 or 20, make-out party where everyone but me was getting laid. And as I was leaving, the chick who I didn't want to have sex with because she was crazy told the tough guys who were pulling up to the party that I hit her.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd had arthroscopic surgery on my knee about 3 days earlier. I should really do a spot for that. And the guy followed me out in the street, and he kept talking, and I kept telling him my knee was broken up, and I just... You know, I just took the brace off, and I had stitches in my knee from where they did the arthroscopic surgery. And I said, I can't participate in any of this kind of fighting. My knee's banged up. And this one guy, one big husky Mexican guy, he kept pushing. And then I said, listen, I can't fight. My knee is messed up. And he said, I'm going to break your other knee. And I said, I was a little drunk.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And I said, okay, and this is a huge mistake. I said, okay, there was like this one big dude and five of his friends. And I said, it's just me and you, right? Because you're going to kick my ass. You got no problem with me, right? You're going to break my other knee? So here's the deal. It's just me and you and your friends. You stay out of this. If you agree to that, fine. I said, oh, no problem. So we went out to the street. And me and this dude started fighting, and I just started beating him up because I was boxing, kickboxing stuff, and I was just hitting this guy a lot, and he wasn't hitting me. And eventually I whacked him, and he sort of fell back into his group of friends, and he wouldn't come back. And then the mistake started with the taunting.
You.
Yes, this was now me saying, hey, buddy, you wanted it. I ain't done. Come on. I thought you were going to break my other knee, you puss. Bring it on out. You begged me to come out here. Now I'm out here. Come on, pussy. Get back, because I ain't done with you. And about halfway into that taunt, a beer bottle broke on me. Now, the guy threw it, but it still broke on me, and it broke right on my shoulder. Huh. Didn't hurt at all. Didn't cut me.
Wow.
Didn't leave a scratch. Just boom. Broke right on my shoulder, just like out of a movie. And then I felt a full swing from an aluminum baseball bat on my knee. Guy came up behind me, and took a full swing. But he hit me on the good knee, and he hit me behind the knee, and he hit me about 6 inches above my knee joint, right in the sort of meaty part of my thigh,
right.
And all I did was sort of curtsy. But he took a full swing. It just got me in the best possible place. So they just broke the beer bottle on me, and they just hit me with the thing. And then they all piled on me and hit me with something, like big uppercut or something. And I had blood was coming out. My lip was split open. But I felt pretty good. The beer, this guy never hit me, really, the guy I beat up. Yeah. The bat didn't do too much. It just stung a little. And the beer bottle didn't even cut me. Yeah. And the lip was just, it felt a little stinger on my lip.
Yeah.
Now I was angry. So now I found the guy who hit me in the lip, who was like the kung fu guy of the group. It was great. It was like out of a movie. And me and this guy squared off for like a kung fu theater in the middle of the street. It was like 2 a.m. in Studio City somewhere. And we were just trading kicks and punches and all that kind of stuff for a long time. And eventually the cops showed up. But these guys were convinced I was a maniac. Because they're like, they broke a bottle, they hit me with a bat, they took on the two tough guys, and when I was done, I was fine. I was like, I wanted more. I had adrenaline pumping, I guess I was drunk. And my buddy Ray, who you now know, I was looking for the dude who hit me with the bat. Terry Mosier was his MF-er's name.
Oh, wow.
Hit me with that bat. He knew my knee was bad, and he took a full swing from behind on my knee with a baseball bat. I mean, you could understand I want a little revenge on this guy who was supposed to be out of the picture while I went at it with his friend. I knew this dude was in the neighborhood. I was looking for him for months. And 6 months later, I was at a New Year's Eve party in a bathroom. This really sounds like I got a lot of testosterone. Making out with a chick in a bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
Oh, man.
Life was good back then. And I was really getting it on, like in my friend Umgad.
Umgad
Abu Zamzam's bathroom. And there's a pounding on the door. Just a violent pounding. And I said, hey, we're in here. Leave me alone. And it was Ray.
Yeah.
Ray was outside the door. Bang, bang, bang. Ray, it's Ray. Let me in, man. He was like screaming at the top of his lungs. He was drunk. I said, Ray, leave me alone. I'm in the bathroom. And the girl's like got her panties around her ankles and stuff.
Oh, no.
Let me in. You're going to see this, man. You're going to get out of here. I said, Ray, please. And he's like, get out here. All right, pull the pants up, get our ass together, open the bathroom door. He's holding Terry Mosier. He found Terry Mosier was at the party. This is 6 months later. He's got this kid by the scruff of the neck. This guy's like 130 pounds, and he's like shaking like he's like a fawn, when Bambi's mom got shot. You know, he's like, holy Christ. And I'm the maniac dude who took on all his friends and got hit with the bat and the bottle and stuff and wanted more. And my friend Ray's 220 pounds. He's holding the guys by the back of the neck, and this guy's just like going insane. He's like wetting himself. And I was like drunk and had a boner, so I was like, yeah. Yeah, get out of here. So Ray just like threw the guy back. It was like he pulled him out of a pond and threw him back. Right. And then a year after that, the big Mexican dude moved into my apartment building.
Oh.
And I was standing out on the street selling my car when this dude was physically moving into the building. Van pulling up, unloading the furniture.
Did you greet him?
I'm standing out there in a pair of shorts and Zoris. Hey, neighbor, how you doing? Moving into the building? Dude, come. Dude, now by this point, he's 300 pounds, but it looks like he's been on steroids and in the gym. I'm going, man, this is a big mother effing Mexican dude's moving into the building. And that guy goes, I know you, man. And I go, yeah, would you play some Pop Warner football or something? He goes, no, we know each other. And I'm like, well, yeah, you don't look familiar to me, but yeah, if it comes to you, yeah, tell me. I don't know, would you play Little League? Where'd you grow up, around North Hollywood? And I'm just standing out there, and he's moving his stuff in, and he goes, we fought, man. I'm like, huh? Remember out? And I was like, oh, yeah. And the dude, it was funny because the guy was 100 pounds bigger than I am and looks like he'd been doing nothing but pumping iron since the last time I saw him. But I kicked his ass last time I saw him. So I think he was like, he still had a little element of freak out.
Yeah.
So he kind of left me
alone. That's why he was working out ever since.
He kind of left me alone. Yeah, so who knew? I'd run into everybody.
Let's take a call.
All right. There's even more to this story.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I just trying to break the zen here, the mantra you're in. Yeah. Katie.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Actually, I have a friend who recently, actually last semester, about 5 months ago, was diagnosed with, it's not bipolar, it's the other one. I always forget what it's called.
Borderline?
Borderline, yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah. It says it on the screen.
And, She's been going to therapy. She's been in and out of the hospital several times, and she cuts herself.
Great.
And she's actually in an outpatient therapy program right now, and it hasn't started yet.
A group program.
I'm sorry?
A group program, like a hospital program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a study. She doesn't have to pay for it, which is good because her insurance ran out.
Okay. What is your question?
If there's anything like my friends and I can do to help her.
No, this is a very serious chronic psychiatric condition, and you can be good friends and be available to her, but it's going to be a lot of chaos until things settle down.
Okay.
And perhaps she'll have a tendency to go into drugs and alcohol and to get into chaotic relationships and maybe sexually act out, and you sort of help her contain her behaviors, maybe that might be useful.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. And what were you doing at 19, by the way, while I was rolling around the street with Mexican guys and getting hit with bats?
I was depressed.
Yeah.
Had my pants around my ankles, too, around most of the time, like you.
Good times.
Living in New England, studying my ass off.
Same life.
Didn't go outside much.
All right.
It's pathetic.
Good times. Yeah. We'll be back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Good times, everybody.
All right.
Same friends you hung out with, right, Drew?
Yeah, these are like my friends, yes. Especially at 1920 when I was having such a good time.
Yay, love line. All right, let's hop back on the phones and speak
Jesse.
To Jesse.
What?
25. Jesse?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Love your show. I listen to it every night. I'm out towing.
Great.
Towing?
I'm a tow truck driver.
Oh, you beast.
Don't you guys listen to the radio when you're out?
Huh?
Don't you listen to the radio when you're out towing?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I listen to you guys every time I'm out, you know, at the time.
Let me ask you a quick towing question, Jesse.
Sure.
If you're pulling, now you tow commercial vehicles, residential vehicles.
Yeah, the regular cars and stuff. We're also do a commercial, but yeah.
Okay. If someone called to tow a car.
I know where you're going.
Like, let's say the guy was illegally parked at some 7-Eleven or convenience store, and then he was at some nightclub across the street.
Mm-hmm. Just making up a story, yeah.
Yeah, and you went to tow the guy's car, and he ran out there right as you pulled up. How much palm greasing does it take for you to keep driving? What's he got to slip you?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And who are you, and who are you accountable to? Who are you accountable to? What's to prevent
him?
The
only person that I could actually listen to is the person that called it in. That would have to be a private property owner.
You have to listen to
him. I have to listen to
You can't say, hey, the guy just drove away as I was driving.
It would be up to the private property owner whether I actually take the car or not. If I'm, like, on the hook, if it's already on my hook.
Right.
Okay? And the guy comes out, I actually, if it's already on the hook, I have to go.
Why?
It's the rules.
Well, whose rule?
The company.
Your company. Yeah. So you lose your job.
Of the company or else I get fired.
Right. But I'm saying, what if the guy said, here's $50, put it down and tell your dispatcher it was gone when you pulled up?
Oh, man, you guys are really putting me out of the
spot. But that's the question. Is there some, Adam has this question.
I want to know how much to bribe guys if this happens to me again.
I don't know, $50 would probably do it for me, but I'm desperate.
Okay.
It's $100 for... The guy that was hassling you.
Jesse, I drove my BMW M3 right off of a tow truck. Right off it.
Was it a flatbed?
No, not a flatbed. It was one of the kind of the two prongs slipped under the rear tires.
Just the regular wrecker kind.
I unlashed it and drove right off it.
How did you... it wasn't moving, I hope.
No, it was starting to move. I drove right off it, 3 feet in the air.
Well, then that guy didn't really hook up very well.
No, he hooked up. I unhooked him.
Yeah, you and a friend did, right?
So yeah, and that guy can kiss my hairy ass. Yeah, good times. There you got your money, buddy. All right, so anyway.
Anyway, my question is, I want to know if I'm a nymphomaniac. I mean, it's just with my wife. I don't want, like, other women or anything like that, but I'm constantly asking for sex and wanting sex from her.
How often is that constantly?
At least every night, very least.
And is that sort of your rhythm, your biological rhythms? You need to do something every day?
Yeah, at least.
At least every day. And it's always been that way?
Ever since we've been going, we've been together since high school.
Are you really into your wife?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
Am I just like a complete horn dog or am I a nymphomaniac?
No, you're neither. And your wife, what's sort of her rhythm?
She is...
Twice a year. She gets raped the other 363 days.
That she's getting to the point where now I want sex, and it's actually like bugging her.
Well, believe me, the Mars Venus show I do, this is a topic we talk about like every second show. The men when they're into their wives are more active this way. They're like at least 3-4 times a week. And women, it's once a week. Yeah. It's plenty too much.
Now, here's what's going to happen though. And this is a little problem now, and we'll see if we can address it. But as the years wear on, her graph will start going up,
yeah,
and yours will start heading down, and you guys will cross.
Maybe.
You'll probably be 34 when it crosses, but at some point it should cross. And what's up with, like, being crazy sexual for your wife? You've been married for 7 years, it's like twice a day, every day? I mean, where's
that's
that?
That's what you want. That's what you want.
I know you want it, but who the hell could do that?
But
you're passionate.
Yeah.
Passionate man.
I want to please her. I mean, I'm really into pleasing her and seeing the expressions on her face.
Okay.
But you're also, she really flips your cookie. And that's sort of what it's an unhealthy thing in reality, but it's what you want in your relationship. It really, it sustains you.
Oh, okay. All right. But here's the deal. Let's see if we can't trim that down.
Well, that's the point. You need to compromise.
You got a little too much energy.
You need to compromise. You need to find other ways to sort of manage yourself. And you need to sort of help. One of the hallmark, the sort of absolute rule you've got to hold with yourself is no begging, bugging, pushing, that kind of stuff. Nothing makes a woman push your way more.
Drugging is fine, but no begging.
But I, you know what?
Let me make a suggestion, then we're moving on.
I have one important after this. One.
No, tomorrow night.
No.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
You're driving a tow truck. You're 25.
Yeah.
Why don't you take some extra energy and focus into education, yeah, into a career, a different, yeah, career? He obviously wants to do more than drive a tow truck. Yeah. He's obviously an intelligent guy. I can hear it in his voice. Jesse, take some of that energy and take an hour, extra hour a day, and focus it into something to kind of tire you out and rechannel your energy.
And let me just say, here's another thing that I've discovered from this Mars Venus show, is that women really don't accept how men are. They really don't understand. They do not get how much that biology operates. And you've got to sort of sit her down and help her say, I'm not bugging you, I'm not a horn dog, this is just me. It's my biology. It's what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And she needs to sort of just get comfortable with that.
You're a passionate man, are you not, Drew?
Yes.
Still hot for your wife after 10 years of marriage
and kids and dating and being
with her for how many years now?
18 years.
18 years? 18?
Yeah.
17, 18 years? Still a crazy hard on for wife, huh? Mm. I don't trust that. Not at all.
But it's a good thing.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's, you know, I mean, you know, heroin makes you feel good. I mean, people are high on heroin. No, it's good. I wish I had a drop of that. Stacey?
Hello?
You're 21. What's up?
Yes. Hi. Okay. This is really complicated. But I've been with my boyfriend for like 8 months. And the first couple of months that we started dating, he's got a baby's mom. He's got a 1-year-old daughter. And the first couple of months we started dating, he went over to her house every weekend because she's like psycho, I don't know what's wrong with her, but for some reason she thinks that he can't spend time with his daughter alone, so they gotta spend time together, like as a family, even though they're not together.
Has the court ordered this?
No.
You sure?
This is her way.
You sure?
Huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm positive. This is just her way of thinking. So for the longest time, he'd go over there and he would cheat on me with her.
Oh,
because the only way he could see his daughter.
Oh, Stacey, please. You're believing this crap?
Okay, but see,
I had to screw my wife because it's the only way I could see my daughter. Oh, my God.
I know he's listening right now, so I'm sorry, but the only reason why I believed him is because I saw that my older sister had done with this with her baby's dad for like 5 years.
Because she was trying to get back with that guy.
I know, exactly. I know that his baby's mom wants to get back.
Yeah, but that's
him.
What your sister was up to too.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, well, did that man, her ex-husband, have a girlfriend?
Yes.
That he was cheating on with his ex-wife?
Yes.
Right, yeah, touche.
It's a screwed up situation.
But my question is he hasn't been cheating on me because I mean, I've talked to her and she says nothing happened or whatever, since the last incident was. That was a long time ago.
All right.
The thing is that he continues having to go over there and, like, go to her house. And
yeah.
Sometimes she'll just be like, okay, well, I'm going out. Come watch my daughter.
All right.
What's your question?
My question is, why won't he go get visitation?
Yep.
I've talked to him about it, and he just won't do it.
Yep. There you go.
Stacy, what are you, 400 pounds and missing a leg? You can't just go find some regular guy who's, like, single. He'll treat you decently.
No.
Are you that effed up? Are you that flawed? What's wrong with you?
Do you feel that bad about yourself that you put up with this crap?
No, it's just he wants to.
I'm Stacy?
Gonna feel stupid because I bet he's on his way over here right now listening.
Stacy?
What?
A person that feels good about themselves wouldn't put up with this crap. They would insist.
I know he cares about me. And I know
Stacy,
he loves me.
They would insist.
Wasn't sure whether
well, then he's got to behave accordingly. That you,
listen, Jesus loves you too. Is he banging his ex?
He hasn't for the longest time, though.
Yeah, right. He's not being respectful of your feelings, not doing what's necessary to create structure.
After he got popped for doing that, he's got balls the size of Montana going over there
right.
and hanging out again. Yes. And he knows you'll put up with it. And I don't know what's wrong with you, Stacy, but you're 21. Come on. Do you really want to get saddled? Who cares? You want to get saddled with all this crap at 21? All right. Good. No.
Then don't. Yes,
then don't.
Exactly.
Here's my new plan. When I start asking people, do you want to stay with the guy who's abusive? Do you want to get pregnant? When they go, no, I hang up before the butt. And then we technically went out with no.
That's good.
We'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio.
Another fantabulous love line in the can. I want to thank my parents and Jesus Christ.
So, hey, we're going to do some listener love lines coming up.
Yeah, let's not promote that yet.
Just
it's
going
to be for a few weeks.
Well, Anne asked me to just mention, if you'd like
tonight?
To talk to Anne Wilkins, Anne Ingold at the K-Rock in Los Angeles at 818-567-1067 and be an in-studio guest, we're going to talk about raves. People have been to a bunch of raves. We're interested in learning about that. So, give her a
what's
call.
Her name?
Ann Ingold or Ann Wilkins.
Same check?
Ann Wilkins Ingold. Same
okay,
check.
Sure.
You're producer.
I'm glad there's a lot of clarification there. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.